Next patient is Salvatore Merinda, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E, Salvatore, S-A-L-V-A-T-O-R-E. Merinda is M-E-R-E-N-D-A, Merinda, M as in Mary. Date of birth is 4-21-57, date of visit is 9-28-22. Next paragraph, this is a consultation from Roy Hinman, M.D. Hinman is H-I-N-M-A-N, Roy, R-O-Y. Next paragraph, chief complaint. Can you also mention Digna Acosta, M.D. D-I-G-N-A, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, M.D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 65-year-old obese male who has had a prior history of asthma, has had shortness of breath, mostly at nights, and states that he has obstructive sleep apnea, but has been unable to use a CPAP mask. He has seen the allergist, and has not been on any specific therapy for asthma and allergies. He denies any yellow sputum, and does have some postnasal drip and coughing spells. And occasional chest pains. The patient also has snoring and possible sleep apnea, but states he's been losing weight over the past 6 months, and now down to 273 pounds. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of pneumonia and asthmatic attacks, previous history of abdominal hernia repair, and hiatal hernia repair. He has had plantar fasciitis, also has borderline diabetes and hyperlipidemia. He has gout with high uric acid. Next, family history. Habits. Patient does not smoke, denies alcohol use. He worked as an architect and is retired. Next, allergies to pollen, dust, family history, father died of kidney cancer, mother died of diabetes and complications. Next paragraph, medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, allopurinol, 100 milligrams a day, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. System review of the patient has had weight loss, no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no flank pains. He has occasional abdominal pains and reflux. He has shortness of breath and wheezing, and denies any diarrhea, constipation. He has no calf muscle pains or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression, and denies joint pains, muscle aches, denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged white male is in no acute distress. There is no pyloricter, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 75, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 273, saturation 96. HENT in non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, the lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with the diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished towards the periphery with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes, the 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis and, asthma and allergic rhinitis. And number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3 is history of gout. And number 4 is exogenous obesity. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. He has not had any recent polysomnogram and thus will be sent for a sleep study and a CPAP mask if necessary. And has been advised to use the Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. A CT chest will be obtained. Without contrast, and a CBCIG level, complete metabolic profile, and eosinophil count, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. A cardiology evaluation was also requested. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Digna Acosta, MD. Digna is D-I-G-N-A, A-C-O-S-T-A, Acosta, MD. Thank you for the consultation, Dr. D'Souza.